You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back to the show. I am rejoined by Tammy Haldeman again. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me.
A little off-air humor going on.
Yeah.
All right. Let's jump back into this. We are talking about the 19 things that homeowners should do to immediately save money.
Right.
Or at least immediately start to save money.
Right. I mean, some of them actually cost a little bit of money to save money in the big picture. And some of them, it just may not be worth it to you to do it.
They wouldn't be on this list if there was not a return on investment.
It's true. We're still kind of hung up on the clothesline.
Well, yeah. Is the pain in the butt factor worth the return on investment? Yeah, that is up to you.
Yeah. Yep. Memories. All right. So we're going to start off with number 11. And this is really important, looking for those leaks. So, I just replaced in the flip property, 1, 2, 3 of the shutoff valves.
Well, and there's a new shutoff valve that made that much easier too.
I love
it.
Yeah. It's awesome.
All right. So looking for leaks though, because we're talking about leaks, this could be leaks of plumbing pipes.
Right.
Okay, it could be leaking
faucets,
inside of a wall somewhere.
Right.
It could be a roof leak.
It could be.
A common one that I see is a flashing around fireplaces.
That's a big one. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So just looking for any of those leaks, it's definitely worth it to get those things fixed because the long-term problems, they're going to mount. It's a big deal.
They are. And, you know, some of the faucet leaks a lot of times they're just washers.
Where we had a leak the other day at one of our properties that it was just the way the flashing was underneath the roof. It was running back, you know, underneath the shingles and into the great room of this property and creating a little stain on the ceiling. Not a massive amount of water, but just enough that it was causing damage. And if it's left there for a long period of time, that's going to be trouble.
Mm-hmm.
All right, number 12 on our list, use LED and CFL light bulbs, which are the fluorescent bulbs. So there's definitely a return on investment on this. And if you think back to the incandescent bulbs that we all grew up with, my dad used to tell me this 30 years ago. He talked about how out of every 100 watts of power, basically about at least 96% of it was just going to heat, turn it into your house. Most of it, like hardly any of it, was actually the light. Well, the fluorescent bulbs get more efficient with that, so there's not as much heat. And the LEDs, of course, are super efficient. I don't know what the next wave will be, but just the amount of power those LEDs use is amazing. And the fact that you hardly ever have to replace them makes it definitely worth the money to upgrade to those. What do you think, Tammy?
I felt like I was watching Bill Nye the Science Guy all of a sudden, just then. Well, I got an education about electricity. I'm just seeing like Ben Franklin with the kite and the string.
Right,
the
exactly. Some sort of thing measuring 96% of it going to heat.
Right.
Well, and here was a lesson my dad taught me is that some of these things were not as big of a deal, like for instance in the wintertime when you're going to be heating your house anyway. So when your light bulb is creating a lot of heat in your house, it's just replacing some other heat that you would be turning on. But in the summertime, it's a huge deal because now all that heat has to get offset by your air conditioner and it's more than double what the cost is.
Right. And when you and I have moved in together, got married and all of our house habits and stuff, you made fun of me for turning off the lights so quickly.
Well, because I'm still in the room. You're turning it off on me like you can't leave
Hurry
the room.
Up, Junior. So, like, you know.
I'm not done in here. You don't have to turn the light off.
Well, we have three lights in one bathroom. Crazy. You don't need all three lights on to see what you need to do. You just need one. So anyway, that was a childhood habit. My dad was, I guess I didn't realize until I married you that how anal I was about turning off.
It hasn't been passed on to our kids.
No.
They love to leave lights on.
Yeah, they do.
Nobody's responsible for it.
Right.
Except us when it's time to pay the bill.
So that leads us to number 13. Check the energy ratings on new appliances. So the energy that's spent, a lot of these newer appliances are really being energy efficient, conscious, whatever you want to say, and they have the LED lights in them and all that good stuff. So you know, really pay attention when you first move in. A lot of times these homes, when you're buying a newer home to you, but it's an older home, they may have put in new, new appliances, and maybe they need, maybe you will need to get some new ones.
Okay. So, and you really have to draw the line here on what's worth it and what's not, because I can't make it worth it to do the high efficiency furnaces. I can't make the math work because the break-even point is so far down the road.
Well, it's just a matter of if your current appliance is like on its last leg, because it's on its last leg and maybe you had the appliance guy come in and clean it and do all of his stuff on it. But if it's struggling, it's costing you money.
Well, an interesting example of where it is definitely worth it is when you look at the development of televisions, because you know, 10 years ago, plasma TVs were a big deal, and you could feel the heat just coming off of those suckers.
I'm and pretty then, sure I got a suntan one.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's like winter. A tanning bed slash plasma TV. Well, then they came out with the LCD TVs, and those were much more energy efficient, but you could still feel some heat coming off of them. Mm-hmm. And then when it moved to the LED TVs, great light, super picture, and the picture was actually cool. Like there was no heat coming off of those things. Mm-hmm. So to me, that's worth it. Like you get a double benefit.
Yeah, I guess it all just depends on what's important to you.
Right. So, in case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're talking about the 19 things that homeowners must do to save money immediately. And number 14, go be smart it. With smart strips. Okay. That's not the smart strips like nasal strips in your nose. Okay. These are the surge protectors that you need to put on your electronics because if you don't, the cost is high when that lightning hits somewhere near
and you get
that surge, it just blows out your appliances. Mm-hmm. You better have surge protectors.
Yep.
That is worth the money.
It is.
It's like self-insuring all your electronics.
Right. All right. So number 15, again, this is if you just bought a home and you're looking to try to save some money, or maybe you've lived in a home for a while now and want to cut back, you're going to want to invest a little bit in some shade trees. Now, the deciduous trees,
deciduous, big word. I wish I knew what it meant.
they actually can create a really cool type of canopy for you in the summertime and over the house, over the pool, over a deck, whatever. But the main thing is you want to be careful not to plant them too close to the foundation. That's important to note, but definitely consider getting some shade trees to help shade your house.
All right. Next is one of my favorites. Number 16 on our list is throw out your old locks. Okay, who knows who has keys left to your house?
It is so true.
Even if they give you three or four keys when you buy the house, you don't know where the fourth and fifth and sixth keys are.
No, you have no idea.
Well, here's a common one is think about, you know, the former owners, their college age kid. Okay, did he give his key back? There's a good chance he didn't. And, you know, he's home from college and he's drunk with his buddies. And what are they going to do? They're going to go break into a house. I mean, it's just a really easy thing to go replace your locks. They're not that expensive, but you've got to do it. And here's one that I'm going to add to this, too, that actually wasn't on the list, but I'm going to add to the list, is change your garage door code. Because people's cars, okay, they may give you a garage door opener, but a lot of cars have it programmed in.
Right.
Well, they go and they hit the button, and all of a sudden your garage door opens when you're at work, and they didn't even need to break in.
Right. Right. It's just part of home security. And there are companies out there that you can help you with rekeying your old locks or take them. You can actually take them all off. And didn't we do that? We went to Home Depot.
Right.
And they rekeyed all of our
right.
Our
you can locks. Bring you could bring them up there just to get them directly rekeyed. Right.
No, you got to leave somebody home.
A house with no knobs.
Right. So anywho, I think that's a very good point to make, though, for sure.
All right, next on the list, number 17 is make it airtight. Mm-hmm. So basically, weather strip everything.
Weather stripper. You know, that is it really does work. Now, we had an issue on our front door here where it didn't want to close after we put weather stripping in, so.
Well, you also have to look from the outside because when you get the old caulk around the windows, it dries and it cracks, where now all of a sudden the ants can come right in. And if the ants can come in, okay, then weather can come right in also. Mm-hmm. So making the house airtight, and that's something that they do really well in a lot of newer homes,
mm-hmm.
is they're made so much more airtight than a lot of older homes were.
Yeah, and if you've lived in your home for a while, you may want to check all the caulk, and we had to do that when we moved in to this house. We re-caulked everything.
Right, and I think I saw some things where we need to do some of it again.
Mm-hmm. I noticed that too.
All right, number 18, Tammy.
Take advantage of energy tax credits and other government goodies.
Yeah, so one example there is like we wanted to buy a pool pump,
mm-hmm.
and Ameren UE gives a credit for energy efficient pool pumps.
Nice.
So take advantage of it. Now, right. Unfortunately, we're under Quiver River, not Ameren, so it didn't help us.
Oh, well, boo.
But I had researched it at least to see were there any credits out there.
Yeah, yeah. And so number 19, you want to take 19?
Well, number 19, my favorite thing is create a checklist.
Okay. You are a list guy.
Yeah, you know I am.
I don't know too many men that are list guys, but you are.
Well, men are planners, and
and
I'm definitely a planner.
Yeah, that's true.
So a list is a little bit of freedom to me. So anyway, make a list of stuff. I mean, again, you know, wise old Ben Franklin knew what he's talking about when he said, a penny saved is a penny earned.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so it's important. Save this money. Don't blow any extra money you don't have to. Be smart with your money. And if you want to see these 19 tips, visit our website at smartwithyourmoney.com and take advantage of these tips today. So coming up, we're going to be answering the question about why mortgage companies end up selling mortgages. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.